We'll now consider the effect of making capital payments to non-resident beneficiaries. Matched gains are not necessarily chargeable on all beneficiaries. To be chargeable to UK CGT, a beneficiary must be resident or ordinarily resident in the UK. If a beneficiary is non-UK resident, gains are still matched with capital payments and thereby reduce trust gains, but those matched gains are not charged to CGT. Therefore, for tax planning purposes, it can be a sensible course of action for non-resident trustees to make capital payments to non-chargeable beneficiaries first, as this will reduce the stockpile of capital gains on which chargeable beneficiaries will pay tax in subsequent years. By way of illustration, the Smith Family Discretionary Trust was established by Charles Smith on his death in 1999 for the benefit of his two sons, Adam and Ben. Adam is resident and domiciled in the UK. Ben is domiciled in the UK, but has been resident in Australia for the last 5 years. The trust has two trustees, both of whom are resident outside the UK. The trust assets are a collection of valuable paintings and antiques. The trust has no income. The gains and losses made by the trustees in recent years are as per your screen. The trustees have made the following capital payments to Adam and Ben. In 2008-09 and 2009-10, no payments were made. In 2010-11, £50,000 was paid by the trustees, £30,000 to Adam and £20,000 to Ben. Both payments were made in December 2010, that is, after the change in tax rates. In 2011-12, £110,000 was paid by the trustees, being £55,000 each to Adam and Ben. We will examine how these capital payments are matched with the trust capital gains. Section 86 TCGA 1992 will not apply to the trust, as the settlor is dead. Instead, trust gains will be attributed to the beneficiaries under Section 87. The position for each year is as follows. In 2008-09, the trust has gains of £40,000 and losses of £10,000 to give net gains for the year of £30,000. There are no capital payments to beneficiaries, so these gains are unmatched. In 2009-10, the trust has gains of £10,000. Again, there are no capital payments, so these gains are unmatched. These two unmatched gains are kept separate. They are not pooled together. Moving forward to 2010-11. In 2010-11, there is a net trust loss in the year of £12,000. This loss must be carried forward to reduce trust gains of later years, i.e. 2011-12 onwards. It cannot be offset against unmatched gains from 2008-09 or 2009-10. The trustees made total capital payments in 2010-11 of £50,000. These are matched with gains on a last-in, first-out basis. There are no gains in 2010-11, so we first match with gains from 2009-10, being £10,000, then we match with those from 2008-09, being £30,000. This leaves unmatched capital payments of £10,000, which go forward to be matched with gains of 2011-12. These matched gains of £10,000 and £30,000 are attributed to Adam and Ben in proportion to the capital payments received. £50,000 was paid by the trustees in 2010-11, £30,000 to Adam and £20,000 to Ben. The first match is therefore with £10,000 of gains from 2009-10. Therefore, the gain attributed to Adam is 3/5 of the £10,000, being £6,000. 2/5 of the gains is attributed to Ben, being £4,000. We next match with £30,000 of gains from 2008-09. Again, 3/5 of the gain is attributed to Adam, being £18,000, and 2/5 is attributed to Ben, being £12,000. There are no other unmatched gains. Adam is chargeable on a capital gain of £6,000 plus £18,000 equals £24,000 in 2010-11. He must disclose this on his 2010-11 self-assessment return and pay CGT accordingly. As the capital payment was after the 22nd of June 2010, the gain will be taxed at 28%. Ben has gains of £4,000 plus £12,000, which equals £16,000 attributed to him. However, Ben is not chargeable to tax on these gains because he is not a resident in the UK. The process has not used up all the capital payments, so some of the capital payments are unmatched. The unmatched capital payments are £50,000 less £40,000, being £10,000. This is made up of £6,000 to Adam and £4,000 to Ben. These unmatched payments go forward to 2011-12 to be matched with gains of that year. Finally, we consider 2011-12. In 2011-12, the trust has gains of £120,000 and losses of £18,000 to give net gains for the year of £102,000. In addition, there is a capital loss of £12,000 to bring forward from 2010-11. The net gains for 2011-12 are therefore £90,000. There are total capital payments in 2011-12 of £110,000. To this we add the unmatched capital payment of £10,000 brought forward from 2010-11, giving total capital payments of £120,000. These payments are matched with the £90,000 of gains in 2011-12. Capital payments exceed trust gains, so the gains of £90,000 will be matched and the excess capital payments of £30,000 will be carried forward to 2012-13. The matched gains of £90,000 must be split between Adam and Ben in proportion to the capital payments received. Adam has a capital payment of £55,000 in 2011-12 plus £6,000 brought forward from 2010-11, giving £61,000. Ben has a capital payment of £55,000 in 2011-12 plus £4,000 brought forward from 2010-11, giving £59,000. Total capital payments are £120,000. We match these with the £90,000 of gains in 2011-12. Therefore, the gain attributed to Adam is £61,000 over £120,000 multiplied by the matched gain of £90,000, giving £45,750. The gain attributed to Ben is £59,000 over £120,000 multiplied by the matched gain of £90,000, giving £44,250. This leaves unmatched capital payments carried forward of £30,000, which is split £15,250 for Adam and £14,750 for Ben. These will be matched with future gains. Adam is chargeable on a capital gain of £45,750 in 2011-12, and he must disclose this on his 2011-12 self-assessment return and pay CGT accordingly. Ben has gains of £44,250 attributed to him. But again, Ben is not chargeable to tax on these gains because he is not a resident in the UK. In summary, Adam has Section 87 gains of £24,000 for 2010-11 and £45,750 for 2011-12. Ben has no CGT liability as he is non-UK resident. Section 91 TCGA 1992 imposes an increase in the tax due under Section 87. This increase is called the supplementary charge. The supplementary charge is intended to penalise beneficiaries where there is a delay between the trustees making capital gains and distributing those gains to beneficiaries by means of capital payments. The supplementary charge is intended to encourage overseas trusts to repatriate their capital gains without too much delay. The supplementary charge is levied where gains are not distributed to beneficiaries in either the tax year in which they are made or the following tax year. The supplementary charge is an amount of tax. It is not an interest charge, despite the fact that it is calculated as if it was interest. There are four steps in the supplementary charge computation. In step one, we match capital payments to trust gains on a last-in, first-out basis, as in the previous illustrations. In step 2, we compute the beneficiary's CGT liability on attributed gains. To do so, we assume that the Section 87 gains represent the lowest slice of the beneficiary's total gains, and hence qualify for the annual exemption. In step 3, we apportion, if appropriate, the tax between different years. For example, if gains of more than 1 year are matched with capital payments. This will not always be necessary. The split is based on the gains of each year. Finally, in step 4, we increase the CGT on attributed gains by a supplementary charge, where gains are not distributed to beneficiaries in either the tax year in which they are made or the following tax year. The supplementary charge is at a rate of 10% of the tax on the capital payment, multiplied by the number of years in the chargeable period. The chargeable period runs from the 1st of December following the tax year in which the gain arose to the 30th of November in the tax year after that in which the gain is distributed. The chargeable period cannot exceed 6 years. Therefore, the supplementary charge cannot exceed 60% of the tax. The supplementary charge will therefore be at 20%, 30%, 40%, 50% or 60% of the CGT. It will never be at 10% because the chargeable period cannot be 1 year. If the trustees distribute gains in the tax year following that in which the gains were made, there is no supplementary charge.